Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Bechoris is dedicated by Ricky and Kalman Groner. Le'ilay Nishmas Yehuda Aryeh Leib ben Yechiel Michel.
Today's daf is Bechoris daf Chaf Aleph. Welcome back, everyone. The Gemara here explains the Machlekes of Shimon and the Rabbanon in the Braisa. The Gemara says that the Machlekes is either in Ze'iri, Tanakam Islay Ze'iri, Shimon Leslay Ze'iri, or the Machlekes is in your Lettuce on the Kutayin. There are different explanations in the Gemara. Rashi has a few different ways to explain the Gemara. A lot of Cheshbonos in Rashi, I'm not going to really get into that right now. But just to mention one Ha'ara on Rashi, in the first Malach of Rashi, it's talking about that the Bonos were Metanef at the end of 6 months. And then the Machlekes Rabbanon Rav Shimon, if the Bonos can will be give birth again during the same year. So in the back of the Gemara, in the Haras of Reblazer Moshe Horowitz, also in the Chazanish and Simin Chaf, they're Tamei and Rashi, that the price is no mention at all, that there's a Tino for Slav Shisha. There's no remnant at all in the price to this Machlekes, to this Okimta. There's a Tino for Slav Shisha. How's Rashi Maimon that there's a Tino for Slav Shisha? That's Ara on the first Malach and Rashi. And the third parish of Rashi goes out Derechze, that the bonus from Tanif at the end of the seventh month. And the Tanakhama holds that it's that the only way to have it is in a Shana Mubaris. And Rashi, you could have it even without a Shana Mubaris. Either because he doesn't hold of Ze'iri, or because you're lettuce on the Kutayin, or mixes a Yayan Kikulay. That's the last Malachim Rashi. For these Malachim, the Cheshon and the Bryce does not include the Zakina. Zakina is not included because he's already more than a year old. That comes out for the first and third Malach of Rashi. The Mara at the end of the Amud says another pshat in the Machlekes of Shimon and the Rabbanon. The Machlekes is it Nechnes Ladir Le'Saser? Okay, it's Mechusar's Man Nechnes Ladir Le'Saser. And Shimon learns that from Bechor. Shimon learns that Meitzer from Bechor. Just like Bechor is Kaddish Lifnei Zmanoi, Kariv L'Achar Zmanoi, so too Meitzer is Kaddish Lifnei Zmanoi, and Karev Lacher's Manet. So a few different Ha'aras here on this Chelek of the Gemara. That's the Pshita of Reb Shimon. Shimon holds that Meiser Behema is Chalane Kedusha of Mechusar's Man. And I want to say it's not Chalane Kedusha of Mechusar's Man. So it's before here that on that a regular Karban, everyone agrees that Kedusha is not Chalane Mechusar's Man. So the simple way to read the Gemara, and that's the Meiser Mavur and Rashi and Taisis by us. Now, that means that a regular Karban, like a Shlomim, if you're makdish lifnei zmanoi, kedusha is not chal bichlal. It does not become kaddish. That's a simple pshat in the Gemara. That's the opinion of Rashi Taiz by us, as we mentioned. However, Taiz in numerous places is not this way. Taiz in Tamura and Afyot Testament Beis, and in Zvochim and Kufyot Dalatamid Beis. Opinion of Taiz is that even though it's usher to be makdish mechusar's man, if a person is makdish behema within 7 days from when he was born, is over an iser, but the kedusha is chal in it; it doesn't become kaddish. So there's machlekes between Rashi Teis by us and Teis in Tamura and in Zvachim whether kedusha is chal on a mechusar's man. That's a general machlekes. In the Rambam in Paragimel of Yisur Mizbech al Achayur, Rambam says that the person that's makdish and mechusar's man is like he's makdish and baal mamoiver. So Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Reish Tzadi Gimel is medayik from this that kedusha is chal. Hey, by baal mamoiver, we learned in the Mishnah Daf Yudalid that kedusha is chal and a baal mamoiver if the person is makdish it. So too, the Rambam holds the person is makdish and mechusar's man and kedusha is chal in it, like the opinion of Teis and Tamura and Teis and Zvachim and Kuf Yudalid, and not like Rashi and Teis is Bayas. The Gemara says by us that Mechusar's Man is normally not Niskadish, is not Kadosh Lefnei Zmanoi. What that means is that it's usher to be Makdashit. If you're Makdashit, then the Kedusha is Chal. So before we have a Rai Muchachas to this question, this Machlekes, Rishonim, whether Kedusha is Chal and Mechusar's Man, we have from a Mishnah in the end of Zvachim. Mishnah end of Zvachim. Machlekes there of Shimon and the Chachamim. When a person is makariv mechusar's man bachutz, is he over a laf? Dahainu, normally for shchut echutz, there's the chiv karis. But by something that's ein aroy lepesach oil moyed, something that's puzzle, so there's no karis and there's also no laf. But if Shimon holds that things, that even things that are puzzle right now, they're not roy lepesach oil moyed, but if they will be, they roy at a later time, so then there's a laf. There's a laf of shchut echutz for shechting things that are not roy now and will be roy later on. So one of the things that's mentioned there is Mechusr Zman. Mechusr Zman, you can be chayiv on the fear of Shimon, you're chayiv, you're over a lav, if you shech the Mechusr Zman, ba'chutz. So Bisham on the feet, Taisis and Tvura, Taisis and Zvachim, Kedusha is chal on the Mechusr Zman. So that's where you can be over. That's good for Taisis, there is Taisis and Zvachim, is good for Mechiach from this din. And that you can be over because the thing is a carbon, it has Kedusha Saguf. So it's Shaykh and it's Isra of Shchut Echutz. But the feet taste by us, that Kedusha is not chal bechlal. So how do you ever have the Isser of Shchut Echutz and a Mechusr Zman? So the answer is that it could be talking about Bechor, or the fear of Shimon himself. It could be talking about Maeser Behema. In these cases, we do have examples that a carbon Kedusha can be chal in it by a Mechusr Zman. So that's the issue to that part of the Mishnah. The problem is that the Mishnah there also mentions that Teirin Shelo Higiyaz Manon. According to Rav Shimon, if you shech them b'chutz, you're chayiv, you're ever alav. Harei by an oif, we never have a case where Kedusha is chalan and b'chutz is man. By Behema, we said we have Maestro Behema, we have Bechor. But by oif, we don't have any example. How could you be chayiv b'chutz by these Teirin Shelo Higiyaz Manon? Similar question is from the Mishnah in Me'ilah and Daf Yud Beis. Before there, that Teirin Shelo Higiyaz Manon, if you're mailing them, so it's you're over the Isser of Me'ilah, but there's no Chiyav of Me'ilah. Le'inan v'loy mailin is usher to be Nene, but you're not Chayav Me'ilah. And Rav Shimon argues, Rav Shimon L'shitasei in Zvachim, that holds, I think that's Roy later on, it's Shaychan and the Chiyav of Chutz. He has a similar opinion Le'gabi Me'ilah, because it will eventually be Roy, these Teirin Shelo Higiyaz Manon, will eventually be right to be a karmon. So even right now, there is me'ila. That's the opinion of Rav Shimon there. The question is, that how is Kedusha chal b'chlal l'fi our tesis? Bishlam l'fi tesis in tzmura tesis in zvachim. Kedusha can be chal on mechusr zman. But l'fi our tesis is no Kedusha chal on mechusr zman. So why is there me'ila l'fi Rav Shimon? That's a very big question. So I found two answers to this question. One, the Minchas Avram over here, B'shem Rav Beryl, says he said about Mechusr Zman Teich Zayin. Bases this on Teich and Zochim Daf Yud Beis. Teich there is Mavur. Teich there is Rassel Yoyim LaHartza. Teich is Mavur that Leil Ches carbon is after 7 days, it's finished. It's now can be brought as a carbon, but the night of the 8th day. So it still has the psul hakrav of mechusr zman. It's more chomer than the regular psul of laila. He says in mashal nafkamina that normally things that are shechted by laila is a malo lo yered, but by mechusr zman, then the 8th night, then it's a malo yered. It still has the psul of mechusr zman, which is a hafka from hakrava, and the leil shmini. But yet, it's not at the din lagabi hektish. Happy the din that you can't be makdish of mechusr zman, you don't have that on leil shmini. So before Lahadi and Taisvus, that there are two dinim in mechusr zman. One is a mechusr zman is mufka from akrava, like Reveiv and Nirva and all the other things that are mufka from akrava. But there's a unique din in mechusr zman that it also is mufka from haktosha. And these two dinim are lav dafka tali abaha. On leil shmini, it has the psul hakrava of mechusr zman, but does not have the itzer hakdosha of mechusr zman. Two unique isurim. So Neila said Rav Beryl, and that we see that Teis Bayas holds that kedusha is not chal on mechusr zman. It doesn't mean that kedusha is not chal on anything that has the psul hakrava of mechusr zman. No, there's no such klal. The din hakrava l'chud and din hakdosha l'chud. There are things that do not have a din hakrava because of mechusr zman, like Teirin Shalegiyaz Manam, Kedusha could be Chal on them. Like the Mavur, from the fact you're Chayiv Bachutz, and Teirin Shalegiyaz Manam, not in everything that has the Isser HaKarava of Mechuzer Zman, was it also said in it the Din of HaKadosha of Mechuzer Zman. That we find that Rashi and Taiz Bayal say that there's no Kedusha Chal on Mechuzer Zman, that was said only on Mechuzer Zman of Teich Zayin Yomim. And that's what the Pasuk was referring to. That was said on the Mechuzer Zman of Teich Zayin Yomim. And that type of Mechuzer Zman, and this Zman of within 7 days, and that was said that Kedusha is not Chal. But on the Mechuzer Zman of Teirim Shal Yiyaz Manam, even though they have the Psul HaKarava, the like a Ravei of Enirva, but it was not said in them the din that you cannot be Makdish them. So that's the territory of Beryl and Rashi and Taiz by us. And that we find that the Kedushas on Chal and Mechuzer Zman does not mean that anything that has the Psul HaKrav of Mechuzer Zman. Rather, this is a unique din that was said about HaKadosh's Mechuzer Zman, that Kedusha cannot be Chal. And that was only said on the Mechuzer Zman of Zayin Yomim. That's his Mahalach. I found another Mahalach topic, the Iker question here, in the Perish Kadmoin, in the Ilan Daf Yud Beis, that he also holds the opinion of Rashi Taiz by us, that the Kedusha is not Chal on Mechuzer Zman. And even though the Gemara there in the Ilan Daf Yud Beis is Nashma Lahedya, not that way, that Kedusha is Yeh Chal on Mechuzer Zman. He has a whole different way to learn the Gemara there. I'm not going to read the Gemara right now, but Akopanim, what comes out from his Mahalach in the Gemara, is the Gemara is dealing with this question. And what the Gemara there says to answer this question, why is Kedusha Chal on Teirin Shalei Yigiyaz Zmanam? Hare Kedusha is not Chal on Mechuzer Zman. And the Gemara answers a fascinating thing. That by Behema, which has an Erev Psul Mum, therefore Kedusha is not Chal on Mechuzer Zman. But an Oif, which does not have a Psul Mum, Kedusha could yet be Chal on Mechuzer Zman. That's why he reads the Gemara. So what's the connection to a psul mum to the din to whether kedusha is chal on mechuzer zman? Rama Shapela. Efshar, what he means to say that by behema there is a weakness to the kedusha of behema as opposed to that of oif. When a behema gets a mum, she can be put to the korban. So you can be afkia the kedusha of a behema when it gets a mum. Oif does not have that din. When an oif gets a mum, you cannot be mafkia. And including the din mum that you have by behema is that when a behema is chulin as a mum and you want to be makdashit, so kedusha is not chal. That's the Mishnah earlier in the second paragraph, Daf Yadalid, that kedusha is not chal on a baal mum kavua. So the psul mum in a korban is a simon that there's a way to mafkia the kedusha of the korban. Oif does not have that weakness. So, who are they by Mechuzer Zman? That type of Mechuzer Zman is not Chalan in Kedusha by Behema. It's only in a Behema, which is just like in whom is Mafkia, the Kedusha of Behema. And it means that also makes that a Kedusha cannot be Chalan in Lechatchila when it has a Mum. Also, Mechuzer Zman is Mafkia, that Kedusha cannot be Chalan on a Karba. Now, shaking my oif, it doesn't have the din that a Mum is Mafkia, it's Kedusha. So, it also does not have the din that Mechuzer Zman is Mafkia, it's Kedusha. That's after the pshat and the Perish Kadmon. Akoponim lefid varov. What comes out is that avada tais by us is a klal always that kedusha is not chal on mechuzer zman. But oif is an exception. Not because there's a difference between the mechuzer zman of 7 days and the mechuzer zman of oif, but rather the whole psul of mechuzer zman is different by oif. That by oifus they have a different kedusha, and their kedusha can be chal even on mechuzer zman. Another point here about mechuzer zman, and then the Marit al Gazi. Later on in the 8th perek, end of Ois Ayin Vav, he's marich there that the sheet of Rashi is that always the problem of a behema teich zayin is because of a chashash nefel. If it wouldn't be for a chashash nefel, then there wouldn't be a problem of mechuzer zman. The whole mechuzer zman is that because it's a chashash and maybe it's a nefel. He comes to say fascinating chiddush that we find in our sugya that kedusha is not chal on a mechuzer zman is only teich shiva. During the 7 days, the Kedusha is not chal on it. The Torah was choshish that it's an eifel, and it means that during this time, we take on that as an eifel. And therefore, Kedusha is not chal. We treat it like it's avadei anefel. But after 7 days, the behemoth lived more than 7 days. So now it's this bar that it was not an Eifel. Says Marit Lagazi, a fascinating chiddush, that if a person was makdish during the 7 days, and then the behemoth lived more than 7 days, then kedusha is chal l'mafreya from the time that you were makdish it. Because it's this barer that it was not an Eifel. So this topic itself about the Eifel, Teich Zayin, is a topic by itself. It's a very large topic, the opinion of Rashi in many sugyas. It's not our sugya right now, but just to mention the Chiddush Din that comes out, the Maisa. According to the Maret Al-Ghazi, that if the Behemah lives more than 7 days, then the Kedusha is Chal from the time that you're Makdashit. One other point here about the Mechutzer Zman is that the Gemara, Rav Shimon, learns out from Bechor. Just like Bechor is Kaddish Lifnei Zmanai and Karev Lachar Zmanai, so too Maiser is Kaddish Lifnei Zmanai and Karev Lachar Zmanai. So definitely the mashmaish of the Gemara is that a Bechor, as soon as it's born, it's Kaddish to be a Karban. And it's all the dinim of a Karban on it. You can make a Tmura, and all the dinim that you have from a Karban, you have from a Bechor, the minute that it's born. And therefore, Shimon learns out from there that to Meiser Behema, the same point that Meiser Behema, that you person can be Makdashit as a Karban, even before 7 days. That is a simple pshat in the Gemara. However, the fascinating chiddush in the Rashash, and more so in the Chizik Shloimei, in Erechin Adaf Choftes, they're both talking about the mitzvah lahakdish abachor. Gemara says there in Erechin, also Gemara in Nedarim Adaf Yud Beis, that when a bachor is born to a person, there's a bachor behema, there's a mitzvah lahakdishai. Even though if you're not makdishit, it will be kadosh, but there's a mitzvah for you to be makdishit. So they both want to say, both the Rashash and the Cheshek Shleimai in Erchin, say that this mitzvah is not the minute that it's born. There's no mitzvah to be makdashit the minute that it's born. And fakert, it's usher to be makdashit the minute that it's born. Just like you're not allowed to be makdashit mechusser zman of all karbanos, so it's usher to be makdashit b'chor mechusser zman. When we say there's a mitzvah l'hakdishai, that's only from the 8th day and on. Because then you could be makdashit and there's no more isser of mechusser zman. But during the first 7 days, it's usher to be makdashit. That's what they say. Okay, that's a chiddush. It says the Cheshek Shleimai a step further. Not only is it usher for you to be makdashit, but also it does not become a karban until after 8 days. A bechor is not different than any other karban. Just like all other kachim, it's not chal on them kedusha until the 8th day. Also by bechor, it's not chal on kedusha until the 8th day. That is the chiddush of the Cheshek Shleimai. The Rashash says the first thing, it doesn't go the step further. The Rashash says about the Gavra, that you have an issue to be makdashit during the 7 days. Cheshek Shleimai says that who are the Kedusha is not chal on it. The Kedusha's carbon is not chal. It's already a peta rechem from the minute that it's born, but the Kedusha's carbon of Bechor is only chal on the 8th day in Ha. That's the chiddush of the Cheshek Shleimai. That chiddush is a chur keneged our Gemara. Our Gemara, Rav Shimon learns out from Meisher Behema that Kedusha is Chal on Meisher Behema within the first 7 days. He learns it out of Bechor. If Bechor itself is only a Peter Rechem, that Kedusha is Chal when it's born. But the Kedusha's Karban is not Chal at all during the first 7 days. How can we learn out from there to Meisher Behema? How can Meisher Behema be more Chomer than Bechor? Meisher Behema could become a Karban during 7 days. And Bechor does not become a Karban. It's a pella on the Cheshek Shleimai. It must be the Cheshek Shleimai learned Pshat in our Gemara that my Meister Behema also does not become a karban during the first 7 days. Rather, it can be called the Shem Meister. Just like the Bechor can be a Peter Rechem when it's born, but the Kedusha's karban only happens on the 8th day. Also, by Meister, the same thing. It becomes the Kedusha's Meister right away. But the Kedusha's karban only comes from the 8th day and on. That's how the Cheshek Shleimai learned. What does it mean, this Kedusha's Bechor, this Kedusha's Meiser, which is not a Karban? So as you mentioned earlier on Daf Yotes, the Bechor has Kedusha, which is not only related to a Karban. A Bechor is Chalani Kedusha, also by a Baal Mom. The Kedusha of Bechor, Maritz Al-Ghazi says, has another aspect to it. It's by Bechor because it's not Nitzkehuna. By Meiser, that doesn't apply. Meiser is not Nitzkehuna. We could say a little bit differently. I found this nusach in Igros Moshe and Ramesha Feinstein. that Bechor has a Kedusha, that it could be Nechal. Most Karbonis, their Kedusha is to be brought to the Mizbeach. Bechor has a backup plan. That when it gets a mum, you eat it. You don't even need to depay it. Part is a backup plan, and if it can't be brought as a carbon, you could eat it, you yourself can eat it. And also Meister has that same backup plan. That when it gets a mum, you don't need to depay it. You can eat it as is. You shecht it and you eat it. So there's Kedusha of Bechor and Meister that's not only to be brought as a carbon, but they have Kedusha by themselves. They're Kaddish. And even when they're not rightly brought as a carbon, their kedusha is that they're eaten b'mumon lebayl. Al kapanim that must be the way the cheshik shemir learned pshat in our gemara, that the gemara is not referring to the din hakarava, and also by meiser, it does not become a carbon during the first 7 days, rather it just gets kedusha's meiser. In Teis Bayas it's mafurish not this way. Teis Divrei Masal Af, Teis says that Rav Shimon holds that kedusha can be chal and your chay for shechitas chutz. Is referring to Meiser, Taisus says. That Mavor and Taisus, that it became a carbon during 7 days. If it wouldn't become a carbon, then you wouldn't be chayv on the first chutei chutz. The Cheshek Shlomo learned Argamar not this way, that the Nidan in the Gemara was only legabe the Kedushas Bechor and the Kedushas Meiser, but it actually does not become a carbon until the eighth day. That's a fascinating chiddush from the Cheshek Shlomo. And just Derech Agav, in this Iker Din of that, there also Rashash agrees to. That the din to be makdish a bechor, it's only from the eighth day and on that the Cheshek Shlomo says. Also, both of them say this vart. So before the day held that the mitzvah lakdisha by a bechor means to give a kedushas carbon, just like you're makdish all kachim to make them into a carbon. So by a bechor also, it will be, even if you're not makdish it will become a carbon on its own. But there's a mitzvah for you also to be makdish to make it into a carbon, and therefore they say it only from the eighth day and on when it's right to be brought on the mizbeach. However, I found in the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Yud Ches and in the Pischei Tshuva, in the beginning of Simin Shin Vav, Shein the Sefer Tevas Goyme, which is from the Prima Godim, both of them held not this way. Both of them held that the Mitzvah to be Makdish it is to make it in the Kedushas Bechor, to make it a Pet Erechem. That's why it's a posh to both of them that, like the Mashmoyts of the Gemara, that you're Makdish it as soon as it's born. You don't have the Isra of being Makdish a carbon Mechusar's man, because you're not making it into a carbon, you're making it into a Bechor. So it doesn't apply the Isra of Makdish and Mechusar's man. And to say another thing, that even by a Bechor that's born as a Baal Mum, there's also mitzvah to be Makdishit. Because the Baal Mum also has Kedushas Bechira. If the Indian of the Hektish was to make it to a Karban, there's no Indian Bechlal by a Baal Mum. So they obviously held that the mitzvah was a mitzvah to be Makdishit and Kedushas Bechira. And therefore it applies right away, and it also applies to a Baal Mum. But the Rashash and the Cheshek Shlomo said, no, the mitzvah is to make it into a Karban. And therefore they said that mitzvah only applies after the eighth day. And the Cheshek Shlomo went a step further to say that even that it becomes a carbon on its own only happens from the eighth day and on. Another point here in Hemshachag, the Gemara asks why we compare Meiser to Bechor, why not to Shar Kodshim. So the Gemara says that it's more similar to Bechor than what we first want to say, because Goyal, Mum, Temura, Sachila. These four similarities that it has to Bechor, that's therefore we compare it to Bechor. So two of these things, one of them is Goyel, and one of them is Achila. So what does Goyel mean? Rashi says, Bechor Meitzer ein niftin. Bechor Nemer loy sifte, Meitzer loy goyel. You can't be poide a Bechor and a Meitzer. That's Goyel. What is Achila? That's the next Hebrew Maschel in Rashi. Rashi is Achila, Bechor Meitzer necholin b'mumon. Zeli Yisrael v'zele koyin. Afal kochim shenafal b'mum niftin. Bechor and Meiser, when they get a mum, you can eat them. But kochim, you have to be paid to them. So Teis is asked in Rashi, Teis is different matzchal achila. Teis says, Perish kochim is shenecholim b'mumon b'loy pidyon. V'ksas kochim, ha-michal goyalu. Teis asks, that's included in goyal. Goyal says that you're paid to other kochim and you're not paid to Bechor and Meiser. And achila is the other side of the coin, that you eat Bechor and Meiser without pidyon, and other kochim, you can't eat them without pidyon. So how can they're listed as two different things? It's the same thing. It's two different sides of the coin. Other kachim need pidyon, and Bechor Meiser do not need pidyon. So therefore, Teis argues on Rashi. How does Teis from Shad in the Gemara? Teis from Shad in the Gemara is that the way that you eat them is different. In which way? Teis quotes a mission at the beginning of the fifth perek that other kachim, when you sell them, they had a moment, you sell them, so you sell them in the shuk, and you do as much as you can to make money on when you sell them. Bechor and Meiser, if you want to sell your Bechor and Meiser Balmum, you can't sell it in the Shuk. You can't weigh it on the scale because it's a Zilzul Kachim. Other kachim, even though there's a Zilzul Kachim, but it's worthwhile because when you do these things, you make more money on the deal. And Hektish is the one who makes the money. The Shengin Bechor and Meiser, when you're Mezalzel, then the money is going to you. It's the person who's the owner. So therefore, we do not allow you to be Mezalzel and Kachim in order to make money. And Tei says that this is a Din De'Araisa. Tei brings Gemara that this is a Din De'Araisa, that it's Osir by Bechor and Meiser, and that's Pshat in our Gemara, that the Achila is different. The Achila of Bechor and Meiser is different than the Achila of other Kachim. That's what Tei learns Pshat in the Gemara. But what are we going to say for Rashi? How did Rashi learn these are two different things? L'chor Tais is correct. That's really two sides of the same coin. So there's a Machlekes Rashi Tais in numerous places about this Isser of Lai Sifta by Bukhar. And from this we see that there's a Yisodistik Machlekes in how to learn the Din of Lai Sifta, and that also comes out the way they learned our Sugya, they learned it differently. Before that, without the Pasuk of Lai Sifta, one could be Paida Bukhar. So what would be the din? If one would have been paid at Bukhar, what would be the din? So Taisus in Zvochim, Daf Ayin Heim and Beis, and in Tmura, Daf Chesem and Aleph, Taisus says, very simple, that it would have the same din as other Kachim. Other Kachim, when you're paid to them, so the money goes to Hektish, and you buy and you bring another carbon. So we would have done the same thing by a Bukhar. You sell the Bukhar, the money goes out to Chulin, and you use the money to bring another carbon. Taisa says that without the pasuk, you would be allowed to sell the bechor in the itlis and weigh it in the litra. The Hainu, this chumra we just mentioned a minute ago, that Taisa learned pshat in our Gemara, that bechor and meiser, you're not mezalzel them in order to make money. That's because the din of bechor and meiser is there's no pidyon. The money does not go to Hektish. The money goes to the bailin. So therefore, you can't be mezalzel them in order to make money. But if it would not have said lo yisifta, then Bechor would have been like a regular carbon. If the money goes to Hektish and you use that money to buy another carbon, so says Taisus, therefore the Bechor would be sold in the Shuk and you would weigh the meat. All of those things you would do like you do by other Kachim because the money would go to Hektish. So Taisus learned very simple, definitely the simple way of learning, that without the Pasuk, Bechor would be like other Kachim and you use the money to bring another carbon. Kamash on the Pasuk of Leisifta, no! You don't bring another carbon. You eat the bechor itself in its mum, and it does not need to be nifte. That's the way Taisus learns. Rashi, however, Rashi in Tmura Daf Hei Amud Beis and Tmura Daf Ches Amud Aleph and Zvochen Daf Ayin Hei Amud Beis, Rashi says, if it would not have said lo yisifte, then you could be poida bechor, and it would be mutter to use it begiza va'avoida. All other kachim, the Mishnah says on Daf Yudalid, all kachim the klal is that even after pidyon, it's aser begizav avoida. But bechor, if it would not have said lo yisifta, then after you were paid to the bechor, it would be mutter begizav avoida. Taisin Zvachim Davayin Hei says on Rashi, how is that possible? How could you say that? Why would bechor be different than all kachim? All kachim after you're paid to them, so there's still aser begizav avoida. Why would bechor, if you would be paid, they would be different? Rashi is Tzorachin Rav. What's the Pshat in Rashi? So, it seems that Rashi learned that without Lo Sifta, I would have learned something entirely differently. So not that Bechor would be like other Kachim, but that would be entirely different than Pidyon by Bechor. The core of this is the Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Sadi Gimel. Says the Chinuch, Shaloi Nifta Bechor Behema Tahira. That's the law of Lo Sifta. We're not supposed to be paid to the Bechor. Explains the Chinuch the following. We see the Torah commanded me to be paid to the Petra Chamor. So I would think to do the same thing by Behema Tahira. My cow gives birth to a calf, a Bechor. I would think I'd give a different Behema to the Kohen. I don't know if it would be a Seh. It would be a chamar, I don't know what it would be, but I give some other behemah to the kohen in order to be paid my bechor behemah tahira. And the bechor behemah tahira would be mine, and it would be chulin, and the other behemah would go to the kohen, mamish like pinyon betar chamar. So that's why the Torah came to tell you, no, don't do that. Lo yisifte. Don't do like pinyon betar chamar. Rather, the bechor itself goes to the kohen. That's before in the Chinuch. Also in the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Bechairis, it's also Mashmi learned that way. That without the din of Lay Sifta, then the Bechor, then you do Pidyon on a Bechor, like Pidyon Petra Chamor. So mainly we understand Rashi. If without the Pasuk of Lay Sifta, then you have a din of Behem, like a Petra Chamor. The Chamor at the end of the day, after you're paid to your Chamor, it's Mutter entirely. Before you were paid it, was Asher Bahana. But once you're paid it, it becomes a Mutter. And according to Rashi, we have the same Hava Mina by Behema Tahira. After Pidyon, it becomes Mutter entirely. That's why Rashi held that it would be Mutter Begiz of Avoid. That's very Geshmak, the Pshat and Rashi. With this also, the Mincha Sinach really points this out. This there in Sifkat and Dalet, in Mitzvah Shin Tzadi Gimel. And Lafi the Derech of the Chinuch, we can explain the Nidon and the Gemara in Tmura Davchetz, whether the Pasuk is talking about a Tam or a Balmum. The Gemara in the Havmin held that the Pasuk was talking about a Tam. And it's not clear that the Gemara is Chayzer in the Maskana from this. The Gemara is a Pele. The Sheet and Tmura asks, how could the Pasuk be referring to a Tam? How you can never be paid a carbon tam. How could you be paid a bechor tam? The Gemara is a pella l'chayre. But lafi the chinuch, which is near the opinion of Rashi, it's gevaldik. The havamina was that it would have the din of pinyon petra chamor. That once you're paid, it goes out to chulit. That you take something else, and that becomes that has the din of the bechor, that goes to the kohen, that has the kedusha. And the bechor itself goes out to chulit. So even by a tam, what the pasuk could be talking about. Because here the din pidyon is a din of pidyon bechor, not a din of pidyon kudshim. So mele l'fizeh, we can miyashi Rashi by us also. When Rashi learns there are two different things. One is pidyon, and one is achila. Because din pidyon is referring to this din pidyon. That there's a havamina that there'd be a din pidyon different than other kudshim to be paid the din bechor. That was a nidan of the Gemara. That's one nidan. And that there's a lav. Don't make a new type of pidyon. Other kachim, you are paid to them here. There's no din pidyon that was said on the kedushas b'chayra. But then there's something else that lamaisa when it gets a mum, and what do you do with it now? By other kachim, you need to be paid to them before you eat them. And by bechor, no, by bechor you could eat it straight away. But the first chelik, the din pidyon, I was referring to the unique din pidyon that we would have thought there is by bechor, that you could be paid it and be yoytei lechul and the gazis v'leyovit. So that then there's din loisifta. To not do that pidyon. The other chelik is the basic din. Basic din that it's necha b'mumo l'baylov. Taisus didn't learn this way. Taisus l'shitasam. Taisus learns even if you have a mina, there'd be no new din pidyon by Bukhar. The whole din pidyon that you'd have by Bukhar would be like the pidyon of Sharp Sula and Mugdashim. So for Taisus learns, there's no two inyanim over here. Mela Taisus learns, the Baisus is referring to something else when it says achila. According to Rashi, we have these two different aspects. Another point here. The one of the things that's listed in this list is that Bechor and Meiser, Kedushas Chal on them when they're a Balamum. Other Kachim, Kedushas not Chal when they're a Balamum Kavua. But Bechor and Meiser, it is Chal. So the word that we earlier in Daf Yadalid, that Meiser learned out of a Pasuk, the Gemara does not bring a Pasuk for Bechor. So why is Ben is Bechor Niskadish when it's a Balamum? Rashi in the Mishnah Daf Yadalid says, Bechor Rechem Mekadshay. So the Minchas Avram brings Rishon the Briskarov. The Briskarov learned Pshat that it's not the din, that the Bechor is Miskadish when it's a Balmum, is not to become a Korban. Because a Korban, you can't be Chalatush Saguf on a Balmum. Meister is Xerus HaKosuf. A Bechor, where there's no Pasuk, there's not the Bechor that it's Chalatush on a Balmum does not become a Korban of a Bechor. But it only gets Kedushas Bechor. Rashi says, Rechem Mekadshay. It becomes a Bechor, but it never becomes a Korban. Never chalan it the kedusha of a korban of a bechor. Meila comes out of nafkamina that a bechor balmum does not make tmura, even though all kachim that became korbanets, even when they become balimumin, they can make tmura, but a bechor balmum will not make tmura because it never became a korban. All it got is kedushas bechira, but it does not get kedushas korban. That's the chiddush of Briskarov. Or on the Briskarov, the Gemara earlier in Daf Yudalad and Beis, the Gemara says that there is a Havamina to say that a Bechor, because Kedusha is Chal in it when it's a Balmum, could also be a Makrovit when it's a Balmum. And we need a Pasuk to say that not. Hare Bishlama, if Bechor Balmum it's Chal in it, Kedusha's Korban, then it's Takach, big Chiddush. Normally, Kedushas Karban is not Chal on a Baal Mum. By Bechor, it is Chal on a Baal Mum. So I see that by the Karban of a Bechor, Kilu the Torah doesn't care about a Mum. So I would think that just like the Kedushas Karban is Chal on it, you could actually go be Makrivit. That's why I need a Pasuk to say that you can't. But the Fidei Briskerov, that the whole din that Kedushas Chal on a Baal Mum, is that it becomes a Bechor. Just like Petra Chamor is Niskadesh, don't have to mean whether it's a Tam or a Baal Mum. Also, a Bechor Behemot Torah is Niskadesh, but not to become a Karban. Just to become a Bechor, it's Nitan Lekoyin, the other dinim of Bechor. Okay, it's a big order that why would there be a Havamin to think that you also be Makrovit? Or there's an interesting Makrov of Bali Mumin. We never find any Chiddush in the carbon of a Bechor that it can go against the din of Mum. We only find a Chiddush in the Kedushas Bechira, but that's unrelated to the din carbon. It's an of Nagdamar and Yumashma, at the oil of the Kedushas carbon is Chal, by a Bali Mum. Milanakamino, that would be able to be Isa Tamura. That's what you match from there, but the Maisa Tabiskarav said not this way. Another aria in the Gemara. Gemara says that Maisa is doimit to Shar Kodshim because Kodesh. One of the comparisons is Kodesh. What does it mean, Kodesh? Rashi says, Tzrichim lakadisham biyadayim. Bechor is Kodesh me'elav. And Maisa and Shar Kodshim, you need to be Makdish. So before we hear that my Maisa, the Kedusha is Chal Mikoyach, the person. You're the one who's makdish it. Like that's before also in Maseches Nedarim Adaf Yurches and Medbeis. You could be matfis and neder in Meister Behema. Before that, Meister Behema is called the Dover HaNador. You're the person who's makdish it. By Bechor, it's machlekes, whether you could be matfis and neder in a Bechor. Because Bechor is Kaddish Me'elof. Like the Gemara says, because mitzvah laktishai. There's a tzad that you could be matfis. But Meister Behema, everyone agrees you could be matfis. Because it's a Dover HaNador. And so the Rambam writes also in Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel. Because the kedusha is bidei adam, therefore you can be matfis and neder in it. That's like before in our Gemara, that's called the dir makdishit. However, the hara that my meister behema the din is that even if you do not call it asiri, it's still kaddish. The tenth one that comes out is still kaddish. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Bechiras, Perek Ches Halacha Gimel. Asiri may atzma yis kadesh, v'yav al pisha loy karoho asiri, hoyol v'loy okar shem asiri mimenu. As long as you do not make it not an asiri, then it will be kadosh on its own right. You do not need to be makdashit. How does that stem with our sugya? Here it's mavur, here in the Rambam, Tichos Nedorim, it's mavur, that you're the one who's makdashit. So Bakarach, what do you have to say? Is that Avada, the person is one who's makdash meiser, like it's mavur in our sugya. When the Rambam says that it's Kodesh Me'atzmai, he means that even though you didn't call it Meiser, the fact that you started counting your behemoths, and it's the tenth one that went out, that act of counting the behemoths makes this one into Meiser. But the Kedusha came from the person. If a person would not count the behemoths, then this would never become Meiser. So the Kedusha comes from the person, and that's why it's called that it's a Dover HaNodr, it came from you. That's in the Lashon of Rashi, but yes, it's interesting. The Lashon of Rashi is that Kedushasim be day Adam, be Adayim. That you're the one, that is your, it's in your strength to be Makdashit. Rashi didn't say that it's Hekdash Pet. Because by Meitzer, even though you did not actually call it Asiri, it's still Kaddish. But it's called Kedusha be Adayim because the Kedusha came through you, it came from you. That's enough to call it a Dover HaNodr, even though you didn't actually call this one Meitzer. Another Nakud here in the Gemara. Gemara says that Yitzirus Vlad Bishar Boyim Yoim. Rashi says, Mapelas Yem Arboyim, Trichal Eshev Yimei Tumma Vatayra. Bashem Yacha Maya Bialmahu. In less than 40 days, if she's Mapil, then it's not considered a Vlad Bichlal. She doesn't have Yimei Tumma Vatayra. So Pashas, it's Mashma in the Gemara here that this is not, it didn't Dafkin Yimei Tumma Vatayra, it's Mashma Klal. Rashi tells us the Nafkamina, but the Gemara says it as a statement that Yitzirus Vlad is Arboyim Yoim, unless that it's Maya Bialmahu. Similarly, we have in the Gemara in Yevamis, Daf Samech Tesem at Beis, a Bas Koyin that's married to a Yisrael, and then he dies. So if there are children, then she doesn't go back to Beis, to her father's house. It says that if she's a Mu'beres, also she doesn't go back, but that's only if the Vlad is 40 days and older. But less than 40 days, it's Maya Bialma, and she's Chezer LeBeis Aviyah. So Mavur, also that the Shir of a Vlad is Arboyim Yoyim. That's a din, and there's a din for many, all din in the Torah, the Mishnah Melech, in Perek Beis of Tumas Meis, says there's no Tumas Meis, and if that's less than our boyin yoin, it's a klal and kol teru kula. We do find one place before not that way. Maybe two places. One is the Ramban Teres Adam, which is quoted in the beginning of the last parak of Yuma in the Chiddushi Ramban. Ramban says and you're allowed to be machal Shabbos or Yom Kippur for an isha meuberes in order to save the vlad, even in the case where there's no sakana to the mother, only to the vlad, you can be machal Shabbos to save the vlad. The Ramban says even in a vlad less than arba'im yom you can save. You can be machal Shabbos to save. So there we see that it is considered a vlad. But if you look in the Ramban himself is masbir because he says the reason you can be machal Shabbos to save him is not because right now it's called the nefesh. Vada right now it's not called the nefesh. But you're allowing Mechal Shabbos to save this Uber because Mutav Shechal Lov Shabbosu Kadei Sheishmer Shabbosu Tarbet. It's better to Mechal one Shabbos that he will be born and he'll be able to keep many Shabbosus. So because Ramban says this is the Svara, the Melon applies even in Pachos Mer Boim Yoy by being Mechal Shabbos to save him, you're causing that he'll be born and he'll be able to keep Shabbosu Tarbet. One interesting thing about this is the Gabi an Isha Mu'uberes. Something we're talking about a Vlad. It's only called a Vlad from our Boim Yoin. At one point, is the Isha called Mu'uberes. Nafkamina, by fasting, the halacha is that, and Shar Tainiyos, except Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, Mu'uberes does not fast. At one point, is she called the Mu'uberes? So the Mishnah Berurah in Simin Tov Kuf Nun, in Sifkatan Gimel, says that it's Mistaber that only from 3 months and on, when she's pregnant, 3 months. Just like Lagabe Vestis, only when a woman is pregnant 3 months is she called a Mesulekes. Also Lagabe fasting only after 3 months is she considered a Mu'uberes. And he brings to the Maruksia that Mistava they're already for 40 days. When the baby is 40 days old, then already she's called a Mu'uberes Lagabe Ze. But less than 40 days of Adonat, because that's Maya B'Alma. So it's also interesting, because here, Lachar, we're not dining on the shame of the Vlad, rather the Vlad is a Vlad. Rather, the Isha is Mu'uberes. But the Maruksia held the same inyan, that had come to the Vlad, it's not considered a Vlad, then Mimela, she's also not considered a Mu'uberes. Another point here, Mara brings at the end, that the whole Mishnah was talking about buying from a Goy. What's the when you buy from a Yisrael? What's the Halacha there? So Rav says that it's a Bechor Vadai, because he meets with the Bikrish, the Buchi, have Mishtabach. Shmuel says that it's a suffix, because maybe l'shchita, kaboila. Rabbi Yechanan says that it's vadei chulin. Why? It means that the lebikra came and ikei surah, you do have yimoy delay. He should have told him that there's a potential isser. The fact that he didn't tell him, then it must be that it's entirely a mutter. So those are the three shitas in the Amorai. In the Rishayim, there's a nitan and a paskin. The Rosh brings down to the Bahag paskin like Rabbi Yechanan. Why? Because Rav Shmuel loch kirav b'yisuri. So by Yisri passing Rab over Shmuel, and Gemara says in Maseches Beitzah and Avdalid that Rav Rabbi Yechanan aloch Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Yechanan wins out everyone. Rav wins out against Shmuel, and Rabbi Yechanan wins out against Rav. So aloch is like Rabbi Yechanan, and therefore it's mutter entirely. The Rosh afterwards brings Rabbeinu Yena that says that the aloha is like Shmuel. Shmuel said Milsim Etzia. Shmuel is the middle shita. So why is that reason to pass him like him? Says the Rosh, because eating it without a mum, and eating and treating it like chulin gemurim, both Rav and Shmuel say that it's usher. And only Rabbi Yechanan is mekel. So we have two against one about treating it like it's chulin gemurim. So we can't treat it like it's chulin gemurim. And to treat it like it's a vadei bechor, that we have Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel against Rav. So it, being noy chulin gemurim is two against one to be mekel, and to read it like kachim gemurim is two against one to be machmir. So therefore, we take the middle shita. If we it's us to be given the avoda, but it's not a vade b'chor to be given to the kohen, because in each one of those two dinim we have two amorayim. To say that it's not given to the kohen, we have Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan say they're not given to the kohen, and to say that it's us to be given the avoda, we have Rav and Shmuel. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. What's la halacha l'maisa? So the Shulchan Aruch on the end of Simon Shin Tazayin paskins like the Bahag, like Rabbi Yechanan, that it's mutter. And the Ramot says, Yesh Eimim Shu Safik Bukhar. There are those which is the opinion of Rabbeinu Yehuda that it's a Safik Bukhar. The Gros says about this opinion that you go with the Milsa Metziah. The Gros says, B'tzarech Iyun B'zeh Harbe. When do we go with such a klal to go with the milta mitzia? When do we go with other klalei apsak? Zorchim is the harbi. I don't know exactly what all the marim mekayimis of the gra are. For sure, I don't know. Akoponim, that's the machlekes lemaisa mechaber and the Rama. The mechaber passes like Rav Yechanan, and the Rama brings down the tzad to be machmir like Shmuel. So the achrayim, the shach and the taz and the drisha, they have a question on Shmuel on the Rama that goes to the sheet of Shmuel. And how come over here we're chayshesh? Why is it different than oitzav es benoy? That the din is that except for the dalit prokem bashana, when a person buys a behema, you can shecht it right away, and you don't have to be chayshesh that the mother or the son was sold the same day. Question of the achrayim. So the drisha and the shach say the teretz is because when you buy a behema, you buy it to sell right away. So therefore, when a person sells his behema, his mefakeres, his behema which does not yet have a bechor, he doesn't tell you that it did not yet have a son. Because he assumes that you're going to shecht it right away. And you'll never come up to the shiloh of Bukhar. That's the teretz that they say. Therefore, because he assumed that he felt he did not need to tell you, so you have to be a chishish. That's a drisha and the shach. The taz is a different teretz. The taz says it's true there's a svara that he should tell you, and the fact that he didn't tell you is a raya that it already had a Bukhar. Nothing to be worried about. But connected there, there's another svara. The svara that ishtabuch yavim ishtabuch. The svara that Rav says that if it would have had a bechor, he would have told you. The fact that he didn't tell you, that's right, that it did not have a bechor. So there are two svaras that go against one another, and therefore the din lemaisa is that it's a suffix. That's the teretz of the taz. So they have an oizer on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, and then the shintazayin is tomeya, and the shach and the taz and the drisha, the gdolei achrayim. They asked their own question, and they forgot that there's a Gemara about this. The Gemara asked the question. The Gemara by us asks San Rav and Shmuel, why is it different than Oysa Vespinoi? Oysa Vespinoi, you're not Chayshesh. And here you are Chayshesh. So the Gemara already asked the question. And all the Rachayim forgot to quote the Gemara. Pele, Tzorachim Tuva. What's Taka the Tarot of the Gemara? The Gemara answers that there, it's B'moicher Talia Racham Milsa, and here B'leikeach Talia Milsa. So the teretz of the Gemara is Sarach Bir. What did the Gemara answer? So Taisus learns that the Gemara's teretz was that there's a lot of sfeikas. The lekech doesn't have to be worried that the mother was shechted today. Why? Because maybe the mother died a long time ago, shechted a long time ago, and even if not, maybe it wasn't sold today. Or maybe even if it was sold today to be shechted, maybe a person will shecht it tomorrow. Who knows? Who says he's not going to shecht it today? So because the moicher knows that the lekeach is not worried about it because there's so many tzvikas, if the taka mother was shechted today, then the moicher has to inform him. Mashain came by us. It's mutl on the lekeach to figure out. Is it one suffik? Will it have a child or not have a child? Did it have a child or not? So it's mutl on the lekeach to figure out. Therefore, the meicher doesn't feel the need to tell him because he figures the lekech. If it's important for the lekech, he'll ask me. If he's buying it to shecht, so then he'll shecht it. If he's buying it to be megadol vladis, and he wants to know whether it's a bechor or not, so come and he'll ask me. Therefore, the meicher doesn't inform the lekech. That's the teretz of the Gemara according to Taisus. That's the Ebenezer quote, and that's why he's tamei that the achrayim forgot the Gemara. Rashi learns differently. Rashi learns that there's a din for the meicher to tell the lekech. Rashi brings a pasuk. Pashas, either Rashi held that it's zeraisa or at least it's an asmachta. Had yoy mechor, so it's tone cruise that if you sold the mother. Mashayin can hear like normally it's the lekeach, and really it's always the person who's getting himself into the issue. He has to find out. There's a unique thing that the meicher has to inform the lekeach. That's how Rashi learns the teretz of the gemar. Kupon, and that's the tmiyah of the menoitzer on the achrayim. That they forgot the Gemara, so maybe at least a little bit of an answer for the Gedolei Achrayim that they forgot the Gemara is that if you learn the Gemara like Rashi says this then only applies by Arba Prokem Bashana. Arba Prokem Bashana, then the din is that the Meicher has to tell the Lekeach because Yoy Mechor to Yoy Miyuchor, then the Meicher has to tell the Lekeach. So the whole Shaka Tire of the Gemara was going on the Arba Prokem Bashana according to Rashi, and that was the Teretz. Could be the Achrayim we're asking from the more basic din that on a regular day of the year, person buys a behema and the mocher doesn't tell him anything, so he can go shechter right away. He does not need to be worried about anything at all. And that day we're asking, why? Here you don't have the teretz of the Gemara. According to Tosfos, the teretz that Tosfos learns in the Maskana, that in the Chanami, that you have in the whole year. Even Ezer Krata quotes the Tosfos when he's saying the teretz of the Gemara. But according to Rashi, the teretz of the Gemara was a unique teretz of Dalat Prak and Bashana. So that the Achorinim were bothered, but on a regular day, we don't have that teretz. And still, I do not need to be Cheshish. Why is it different than us? And that they gave their terut. Adkan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.